All right, so if we could start, if you could just introduce yourself.
I'm Julie Cassidy.
Okay, and Julie, what is going on with you in terms of a mental health condition?
I was diagnosed with PTSD. I had lots of depression. I had certain things happen to me in my life that all came to a head to where I was deeply depressed, didn't get out of bed, slept almost all day, didn't want to be around people, didn't want to see anybody. If somebody called, I didn't answer the phone. If somebody knocked on the door, I wouldn't go to the door. But I did realize that it was bad. You know, I had had some depression in the past, but this was different. Like, it was really bad.
So what made you want to go and get help?
'Cause I wasn't functioning. My children were seeing me like that, and I didn't have any kind of life. I was living through my husband with his problems, and so I wasn't the person that I used to be or something. I don't know. I just knew that I had to get help.
Now, did you think of yourself as somebody who would ever have a PTSD diagnosis?
No. I never thought that that's what it was I had. I mean, I thought everybody was like what I was, like what I felt, the things that would happen, the things I felt, the nervousness, the panic attacks, the hypersensitive to things. You know, I just thought it was my personality. And I thought that I didn't know the difference.
Was it scary to hear somebody say that to you, that you had a mental health condition?
No, it didn't scare me. Okay. It helped me because they understood what I was going through without me having to try to explain it to them. They were able, I could just talk to them a little bit about something, and they understood what was causing it when I didn't see it for myself.
So about how long ago was it that you started seeking help for this? How long has it been?
Probably a year.
And what's the difference between a year ago and now?
A lot of difference. My life has changed very much. In every situation, my life has changed.
So what is it that they did to help you take control of your PTSD and make some changes?
Well, when I first started going, the women there, like, didn't look down on me or make me feel like I was different. They kept me on the same level as them, but understood what I was going through when I didn't even understand it myself. And so the first things that they started, you know, like evaluating me, just see what the problem was, because we knew I was depressed. Mm-hmm. Of course, I couldn't function. So.
And you were having nightmares, too, you had told me.
Yes,
before you started.
I've had panic attacks for many years.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have the nightmares, the same thing over and over again.
And you felt like you were being choked.
Yes, every night. I would be asleep, and then all of a sudden in my sleep I couldn't get my breath in. It felt like I was choking, but then I couldn't get my breath.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would wake me up. like fast, and I would sit up and, you know, finally get myself to breathe it was a panic attack. Yeah.
And you were telling all this to the people at Life Management, and they mm-hmm. were really understanding. Mm-hmm. And then did they also consider medication?
Yes.
And what mm-hmm. was that like, starting that?
It was like things were getting lifted off of me. Like I had a little bit of energy to be able to pull myself up out of the hole I felt like I was in.
And it wasn't like you immediately had everything you needed. It was a process finding the right medicine mm-hmm. for you.
Mm-hmm. And no medicine's going to just like take one and you're going to, you know, all of a sudden be cured or something like that. It's not like taking aspirin. You have to be on it for, you know, you have to take it and you have to be on it and let it do its job. And eventually, you know, after I took it for about 3 weeks, I could feel myself wanting to get out of bed, wanting to get dressed and maybe go out to the store or something, talk to people, which was very hard to do.
So how do you see PTSD being portrayed in, like, the movies versus what is it actually like for you?
It's different. It's not like that. There's nothing that... It could be possibly triggered, but you can also have situations where you're just not even thinking about anything, and all of a sudden a memory, and then you have that memory. It's not like you're living that, they say, you know, like in a movie, that you're living, like, well, they show them reliving it to where they could be violent or whatever, mm-hmm. but that's not the way it works. You remember it, and you remember the feeling you had when it happened, mm-hmm. and it brings back that feeling.
All those emotions just come mm-hmm. back to mm-hmm. you.
Yeah, like it can flash, like just some little something flash of somebody, you know, abuse that you've been through. Or something like that. Something that somebody traumatically did to you, but at the time, you know, with your survival mode all the time, you're not thinking that way.
Do you still have those flashbacks?
Sometimes, yeah.
Have they gotten at least more rare for you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you develop different coping mechanisms to deal with it?
Yeah,
as well?
Well, the most thing that really helped me was realize being in a real insight. They gave me insight, mm-hmm. the therapist did, and which caused me to understand what was going on with me.
And what was real and what wasn't real, yeah. and put that into perspective. Mm-hmm. Do you ever feel like there's still a stigma for mental health? Like, were you at all nervous to talk publicly about having PTSD and what people might
because
say?
Because the line of work I was in, like, was taking care of people with mental illness. Mm-hmm. And so the ones that I had to work with to take care of those people, for them to know that I myself are going through is very embarrassing. You don't want everybody to think that you can't handle what they used to think you could handle.
But you can handle it. Mm-hmm. From what you've been telling me, it's more an idea that you can't handle it than a reality.
Yeah. When you get help for the depression and have more confidence in yourself, and realize that it's not your fault that you might need help. Yeah. And that there's nothing wrong with you. Like, it's not like people think that when you have mental illness that you're crazy. It's not that.
Has anybody said anything like that to you? Have people ever called you crazy or anything?
Mm-mm, no.
That must be a relief. I mean, attitudes have really seemed to change over the past few years.
Yeah, I know back in the olden days when I was young, the older people, you know, I remember when I was little, people talking about somebody being crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that you can decide not to be crazy because it's your brain that's doing the thinking. So if you're mentally ill, it's because you're not thinking correctly.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, what people used to think, that you can control being crazy because it's the mind, but it's not that. You can have a chemical imbalance or trauma that causes your chemical imbalance, and it's medical. It's not something that you can will it to happen.
So are you feeling better than you had before you started all this?
Oh, yeah. It's really, I don't know what I would have done.
If somebody was asking when to go get help, what would you tell them? When's a good time?
Yesterday. don't feel embarrassed. You need to take care of yourself before you can take care of others.
It's like the airplane. You got to put your own oxygen max on first. Okay. Well, thank you so much